right, this morning we're going to be talking about the Pershing Day celebration coming up in Laclede, Missouri on September 12th through the 15th. And with me is Jamie Brown, president of the 2013 Pershing Days Committee, and Joy Boley, who is the treasurer. Now, I'll tell you what, let's start with Jamie. Jamie, Thursday night on the 12th, this really kicks off. We've got several activities. What do you look at here that we want to start with?
We have an ice cream social starting at 5:30. Then we have the royalty following that at 6 p.m. We also have a movie in the park starting at 8 p.m.
All right. Now, I see there's also a Little Mr. and Miss contest. Is that open to anybody? You don't have to be a resident of Laclede?
That's correct. Anybody can be involved in that.
Okay. What are some of the ages that we're looking at?
Ages 4 through 6 is Little Mr. and Mrs. Ages 7 through 9 is Junior Prince and Princess. Ages 10 through 12 is Prince and Princess. Ages 13 through 15 is Junior Queen Contest. Ages 16 to 20 is the Queen Contest.
All right. Now, is there a entry fee for those?
Yeah, it's a $5 entry fee for all of them.
How about? Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's go over to Joy and see what she's got.
Okay, I'd like to remind everyone, if you went to Laclede School, there is a Laclede All-School Class Reunion. Welcome to join in on that. Food and drink in the park will start at 5 o'clock. The bingo in the park, please join us for that. This looks like it's going to be a fun night for that, from 5:30 to 7. Inflatable games, and that is free admission. So bring the kids over. They always love that. 7 o'clock is the Senior Queen Contest at the bandstand, and that is ages... Excuse me. 65 and over.
Oh, I'm sorry. So the senior queen, now we're looking at somebody 65 or over then.
Yes, 65 or over. We'd like to have a big crowd for that. So please join us if you can for that one.
All right. And, you know, that's something you don't see too often.
No, it's not. We tried it a couple years ago, and it was pretty successful, so we brought it back.
Excellent. Now I see we've got some music Friday night.
Yes, we do. Her name is Mandy Heineman, and she has a band. I hear she's... pretty good, and she's doing pretty well for herself, so we invited her over.
All right, great deal. All right, I'll tell you what, let's go back to Jamie. Saturday. Now, Saturday's the big day. What do we got to start Saturday morning off with?
We're kicking Saturday morning off with a first annual Pershing Days 5K walk and run, and that is actually the proceeds are to benefit Brookfield Marching Band performing at the Disney World this year. We start that at 6:30 for registration, and the walk-run starts at 7 a.m., so come join us for that. We have at 8 a.m., we have craft booths, we have antique classic tractor and small engine Model T, we have a car show, the inflatable games, which is also free on Saturday.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jamie, now the antique classic tractor, small engine, the craft booths, where are those going to be set up at?
That is all going to be located in the park at Laclede.
Right here in downtown Laclede. All right. I see 9 o'clock, 9:30. It just keeps on going.
Yes, it does. We actually have our flag raising and the national anthem. The flag raising is going to be done by the Linnaeus Cub Scouts, and the national anthem is going to be played by the Brookfield Band, parts of the band members.
All right, now, who's going to address the baby show? We got that coming up at 9:30.
The baby show, please bring your children over, and the ages are 0 to 3. There is a $2 entry fee, and we would ask that you try to dress them in patriotic theme.
All right, so patriotic theme for the baby show on Saturday.
Yes, correct.
All right, now, Jamie, what have we got? Looks like 10:30 on. We're still going.
10:30 on, we have the kiddie tractor pedal pool, which will be right on the north side of the city park. Also at 10:30, we have the Pershing Boyhood Home. It's a free walkthrough. It's open until 4 p.m. It is closed during the parade, though, but after that, it's open.
Well, I tell you what, I've been through the Pershing Home myself a couple of times, and I think it's well worth it. I think we ought to encourage our youth, our kids everywhere to come through that.
I agree. It's very interesting.
All right, after that, what do we got? We got a bike rodeo?
Yes, we do. We have a bike rodeo for all the kiddos to bring their bikes over, and they do a bike rodeo. We are also giving away a boy's bike, and a couple of helmets.
I see we got a cakewalk in the park.
Yes, we do have a cakewalk, and that's always been successful in the past. It's kind of an old-time tradition that we've done here. It works out pretty well here. Kids in Motion will perform at 11:30, and that's a group from Brookfield, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, don't forget the meal, though. From 11 to 1:30, we will be serving the traditional meal in the Lambert Building directly across from the park. And some of the highlights of that will be the pulled pork, turkey, and mashed potatoes. And there is an $8 charge for adults, and 4 to 10-year-olds, $4 charge, and 3-year-olds and under are free.
So you come to Laclede, and I mean, from Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday, there is food to go around. There's all kinds of activities. And I see here, I'm kind of jumping ahead a little bit, but at 3:30, there's a special dedication. Can you tell me about that?
The class of 1975 is dedicating a tree in memory of Lyndon Allen. That was a classmate of theirs from 1975.
Okay, so they're going to plant a tree up here in the park then?
Yes, sir, they are.
That's fine. That's all right. After that, we've got kids' games, hay throwing, frisbee toss, nail driving. I mean, oh yeah, we even got a grease pig contest.
Oh, yeah, that one sounds like it's going to be fun.
That'll be well worth attending just for that. Now, who's going to be involved in that?
Do we have an age group, Jamie?
No, we don't have an age group yet. It's just going to be in the kids' games. It will be held in the park, so all the kids can come and join.
Actually, I think I'd like to see a few adults try it.
I was going to say, I think that would be funny, too.
We could have it.
Okay, and then we've got it at 5 o'clock, the open house for all PPPMA members.
Yes, that is the open house for all the PPMA members.
I stumbled on that, too.
And the visitors, they will be able to see the open house, the new museum. Also, at 5 o'clock, they start a silent auction fundraiser.
And I'd like to remind the group, at 2 o'clock we have a parade, and we are having, it sounds like a pretty good lineup. We've got a lot of bands from all over, a lot of floats, and so if you can, the theme is Let's Go to the Movies, and it looks like we're going to have, you know, a pretty good group there. The lineup is at 1 o'clock p.m. If you decide to come at the last minute, just be there at 1 o'clock p.m. and we'll get you in the lineup.
Excellent, excellent. Everybody loves a parade.
Yeah, everybody.
Okay, let's see now. Let's go on down. 5 o'clock, registration for a talent show. Now, who's running that talent show?
The talent show is by Noel Stady. It's going to be here at the park also. The registration is at 5 o'clock. The talent show starts at 5:30. We ask that you make sure that you have your music ready to go, so we don't have to wait on that.
Now, I see there's also a $5 entry fee for that. Now, is this also open to anybody that wants to try it?
Yes.
Yes, anyone in the community or beyond, anyone who wants to come in and wants to get up on stage, and we welcome any talent you have.
All right. After that, we also have a washer tournament.
Yes, the washer tournament will be located in the street right in front of the bandstand. We had a good turnout on that a couple years ago, so bring a lawn chairs and sit out and watch the washer tournament.
You know, it used to be horseshoes, and I know horseshoes are still popular, but it seems like washer tournaments are becoming the thing now.
Mm-hmm, they are. I know I've heard of a lot of people who go RVing, and they actually do it in the RV camps. They do the washer tournament. So.
Okay, now we've got 7 p.m., the Blackjack Theater. What's going on there?
That group has been performing here for about 24 years, so this is actually the 24th year for the group, and they'll be doing movie theme songs, and it's usually a pretty good performance, and we've usually got a really good crowd, so I hope to see a lot of people out there.
Now, I heard from Alice and Eric that they pass a hat around and the proceeds go to the museum, correct?
Yes, that is correct. We don't usually spend a lot of money for the group, you know, so we try to give it away and as much as we can to the Pershing Museum.
and it's a new museum that is being built here out of an old building, but it's going to be really something here in a year or two.
It is. It's going to be very interesting.
All right, at 8:30, we close it out with Phil Vandal's band. What do you know about Phil Vandal?
The Phil Vandal Band, they are from St. Joseph, Missouri. They have played in the local area before. They are going to be over here, like I said, at 8:30 on Saturday evening. They play country and I think maybe some the old-time rock and roll music, so it should be a good show.
So a good way to end a Saturday.
Yes, it will be very nice.
Okay, now, but we're not done yet. Sunday, what do we got going on Sunday?
Sunday we have a joint church service in the park. It's very nice. Everybody just comes casual. You bring your lawn chairs. We have a service out here with the two churches together, and then following that, we go across the street to the Lambert Building, and we have a dinner, a carry-in dinner.
All right. Well, I tell you what, it sounds like a great weekend coming up on, what is it, September 12th through the 15th, Pershing Days 2013. Ladies, is there anything else we didn't cover?
I'd like to remind everyone to bring your lawn chair. We do have a few chairs that we set out each year, but if you bring your lawn chair, you'll be a lot more comfortable to watch everybody perform up here. So.
That's a good idea. Jamie, anything else?
Just be ready to come and have a good time.
All right, there you heard it. Pershing Days 2013 here in Laclede, Missouri on September 12th through the 15th. For Curly Country 103.9, I'm Terry Cachette.